Kenya, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, President of the Trade and Development Board, Madam Secretary General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. Kenya aligns with the statement that has been delivered by Peru on behalf of the Group of 77 and China, and Niger on behalf of the Africa Group, and we would therefore like to underscore a few points. At the outset, Kenya thanks the Secretariat, particularly the Division on Technology and Logistics, under the able leadership of its director, Ms. Shamika Sirimani, for the preparation of the 2024 Digital Economy Report, dubbed Shaping an Environmentally Sustainable and Inclusive Digital Future. We thank Madam Secretary General for her insightful and thought-provoking remarks, which set the scene for a constructive engagement on this important agenda item. In the same breath, we would also like to thank Ms. Shamika for the excellent highlights of the report, as well as thank our panelists for their concrete reflections. Mr. President, the Digital Economy Report 2024 presents an excellent opportunity for us as the international community to shape an environmentally sustainable and inclusive digital future we want by highlighting the urgent need for sustainable strategies that we need to implement throughout this life cycle of digitalization. The report is unique and timely because of its analysis on the nexus between digitalization and environmental sustainability, which both remain priority issues for developing countries. We welcome the policy recommendations as clearly articulated in the report. We agree with the report that on the opportunity side, developing countries benefit disproportionately, while on the challenges side, they bear the brunt of negative impact. The report also notes that data on the impact of digitalization on environmental sustainability remains a challenge and calls for an integrated approach to harnessing data for informed and balanced global policies. Mr. President, my delegation welcomes further insights from the panelists on how this integrated approach to harnessing data would look like, given that measurement of sustainability data remains a challenge for developing countries, including Kenya. Thank you.